Hey there, friend. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share something really special with you. If you are tired of feeling stuck in the wine trap and ready to reclaim your freedom, I've got just the thing. This is my free 7 easiest quit tips guide. And inside, you're going to find simple, actionable tips to kickstart your journey to sobriety and discover the joy of living alcohol-free. It really is joyous. So if you're curious about how easy it can be to break free from the cycle of drinking, just head over to vibewithstephanie.com/guide to grab your copy today. You're not alone on this journey. It's a lot easier than you think, especially with this 7 easy quit tips guide. Go grab it now and then get comfy and settled in for our coming up episode. Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to the Glow Big Sober podcast. We're going to talk today about the power of morning rituals and why they are so important, especially if you're navigating this new year or even sobriety. The secret really is about your intention and being deliberate. So by being deliberate and curating our mornings, we are essentially telling the universe that we're going to have a great day. It's like saying, I'm in control and today is going to be amazing. So let's start with some rituals that have helped me currently or have helped me in the past to just kind of feel like I've got my life together. And I'm going to be honest here. I have been working towards my soft girl era. I am just not working as hard as I have been my whole 44 years in existence. I have been in fight or flight for a long time, as long as I can remember. And so part of that means waking up at 5 a.m. and just doing as many things as I can to get done before my son wakes up. And in this last holiday season, I noticed a little bit of a shift, and I noticed myself slowing down and not feeling the pressure to perform as much. And I don't know if it's because I have a corgi on my lap now or I'm just settling into this softer era, but I'm just not in such a panic to get up and go and go and do and do. And I'm just trying to soften and slow. There is still so much power, though, in making your ritual in the morning. So if your morning is not 5 a.m., your morning might start at 7 or 9. That's totally fine too, or 11 if you're asking my husband. I wanted to drop that in there because in this current season of my life, I am just not going to be hustling as hard and spinning my wheels and just go, go, go. So for now, I am hoping that never comes back because it really was such a fight or flight situation. I felt like I was in survival mode all the time and spinning my wheels and not going anywhere. I would wake up first thing in the morning, and then it was the last thing I did at night was close my computer. And for what? For what? It's more about letting the universe be in control and just be open to receiving instead of pushing and forcing and controlling. And things have seemed to come a lot easier that way. I know that's not what a lot of us type A women want to hear, but if we can just be open to receiving and to just slow down, things will come a lot easier. So having said that, I do still think it's super important to have these routines or rituals, especially really if we're going to slow down on all the other things, this is one thing that we should keep or start to make your morning fabulous. So my first suggestion, and this is going to sound really easy, but get a really pretty jar or bottle of water and put it by your bed, and maybe with a little bit of lemon. And as soon as you wake up, you can have a sip of water. That can be your wake up to hydration, just a fresh new thing that you're probably not doing already. If you have any pretty carafes from your grandma or your mom, or even that you bought yourself that you're not currently using for wine, you can use those to put by your bed. So they're beautiful. Or you can get one from Ross or TJ Maxx and let that be your little I love you to yourself in the morning. Instead of waking up and slamming coffee down, you can have a sip of water and it'll make you send signals to your brain that you're awesome and that you're doing good and you're alive. And it'll feel great to start your day off doing that. Another thing that you can do before you get out of bed is to become aware of your body, to think about your left side of your body and how does it feel, or even your left hand. Is it tingly? You can wiggle your fingers. Then you can switch over to the right side of your body and wiggle those fingers. And how does your arm feel? And you can go all the way from your head to your toes. And if you start your day in such awareness, you're going to watch everything around you change. That is such an awesome tip. Before you get up and grab your phone and start doing all the things, wake up and find some awareness about your heart. How slow is it beating? How does it feel this morning? Maybe put a smile on your face and just really waken gently to what the world has in store for you today. Another thing I do is use the Insight Timer. It's an app and it's totally free. They do have a thing that you can purchase, like a yearly membership to get you extras, but you don't need to. I only just did that recently and I've had the free version for over a year, I think. So get the free version and you can meditate. You can lay in bed and listen to a guided meditation, or you can do just sound healing with frequency. And it's really cool and it's free. It's called Insight Timer. By adding those three things alone to your morning, you are going to change your entire outlook of your day. So far we've got drink some water out of a pretty glass. We have got be aware of your arms and your legs and your eyes and your smile and your feet. Be aware of all the parts of your body. And then adding in a meditation, like there's ones that you could do for just a minute if you wanted to, if that's all you had time for. And it's amazing how much that can change. Now, another thing I love to do as a routine is you can do this on a sticky note. You can just keep a sticky pad right by your bed, super easy, and write down three things that you're grateful for. And it can be hard sometimes because you're like, well, I just woke up. I don't know what I'm grateful for yet. Nothing's happened. Be grateful for waking up because some people don't. Be grateful for the water that you're able to drink because some people don't have that. Be grateful for the beautiful day outside, the birds chirping. There's so many small things that we can be grateful for. Your vision, your hearing, your comfy bed, your cat, your dog. So add three things to your sticky note every single morning and you will start to feel so good. Gratitude is how we receive everything. Another thing that you can fit in before anything else, but right now, if you do all these things, you've really only taken like 3 or 4 minutes out of your day, maybe 5. And then the next thing you can do is fit in a workout. If you're not a big workout person, like I'm not really, you could do some yoga stretches. You could literally just get on the ground and do child's pose. You could just boop, pop right onto the ground outside your bed and do child's pose. That's the one where I can't really explain it. Google it if you don't know which one that is, but it's so good for you. It's a hip opener and just so many benefits. Child's pose and start doing that. That's a little bit of movement right there. That's opening up your hips and really just encouraging a fabulous morning. So do a quick stretch, yoga pose, workout in the morning, and that's it. Your whole vibe is going to be amazing and you're going to affect anybody that you come into contact with in a different way than you did the morning before. Another fun thing that I like to do the night before is overnight oats, which is so cool, especially if you're getting sober and you might be bored at night or having FOMO because you're not doing anything. This is kind of a way that you can meal prep and you just get some oatmeal and you put milk in there, dairy or dairy-free or soy or almond milk, whatever milk you want. You can add some Greek yogurt if you want and some kind of fruit of your choice. Maybe sprinkle it with some cinnamon, maybe a little brown sugar, and then put that in the fridge and it's going to wait for you overnight until you get to it. And it's going to be so good and such a reward and something to look forward to. I really love when I do the overnight oats and there are so many different recipes and ways to do it online. If you want to look it up, there's so many fun ways to do it. Another cool thing is chia seeds. They have so many health benefits. Google the health benefits of chia seeds. They are so good for you. Also flax seeds. But these are like the miracle benefit seed. You can save your little old pickle jars or your old jelly jars and put your seeds in there with a little bit of almond milk. You want to cover the seeds with the almond milk, make it kind of halfway up, and it'll thicken overnight. And it's so, so good. It's like a pudding. Chia seed pudding is what you can Google if you need recipes. And you can put all your fruit on top of there, granola, walnuts, flax seeds I would put on top, cinnamon, a couple blueberries. And yeah, I mean, you're going to feel like $1 million. It's a game changer. It's something you can do that's not going to take up too much time. And just imagine, we wake up in the morning. We just had an amazing night's sleep because we're going to bed early, right? and we stretch and we move our body and we take a sip of water. We're aware. We write down our gratefuls. We do some mindful breathing and a little bit of yoga. And then you go to your kitchen and you eat your little overnight oats or chia seed pudding and boom, you're a new woman. New woman. A fabulous way to start the new year. So if you're getting sober or you just want to start the year off in a more healthy, slow, soft girl kind of era, then these are some things I definitely would love to see you try. And another quick win that you can use is to think about somebody that you appreciate or care about. And every day, think of somebody new and shoot them a text or leave a voice message and just let them know how much you value them. These little gestures not only brighten their day, but it also fills yours with positivity. And I would just love to see the positive ripple that is created around you from doing any of these things. So before we wrap up, I do have a little assignment. I want you to choose one of these morning rituals and just commit to doing it. Commit every morning for 7 days and just notice how it impacts your mood, your energy, your vibe. And I want you to share all these experiences with me. Take a screenshot, take a selfie of yourself doing one of these things, and then just tag me on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, vibe_with_Stephanie. And just tag me because I would love to see your beautiful water set up. I want to see your morning yoga stretch. I want to hear about which meditation you're loving. Just tag me and I will share my morning rituals with you too on my stories on social media. Thank you so much for joining me in this chat. I hope these morning rituals were a great little fire under you to get started. And just remember that every single morning is truly a gift. It is not owed to us in any way to get to wake up in the mornings. So until our next meetup, keep glowing big, and I will chat with you soon. Did you know there is one missing piece to you finally getting sober once and for all? That missing piece is mindset. That's the thing that's going to help you transform your life from the inside out. I am so thrilled to invite you to my free Mindset Masterclass, where we dive into proven strategies to shift that mindset and really create a life filled with purpose, abundance, and joy. If you're tired of feeling stuck in those limiting beliefs and ready for a mindset of growth and possibility, then this masterclass is for you. If you're ready to rewrite your story and step into the best version of yourself, this masterclass is for you. Join me at vibewithstephanie.com/masterclass. Class. Your mindset is the key to unlocking the life of your dreams. I can't wait to see you inside. Just go to vibewithstephanie.com/masterclass.